Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 52 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 51 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 51 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 51 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Fog. 49 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 52 degrees.
This is a 9DLA mobile.
Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 58 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 61 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 63 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 61 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees.
My last initial is my brother's name, and my the J can be standing for my name, Jim.
Welcome to the KE8 RV repeater system located in London, Ohio, USA.
You have connected to a 6-link node, an EchoLink application for the Linux operating system. For more information, go to svxlink.sourceforge.net.
Thanks for your comeback there. I do appreciate it. Let me see how if I can get this KC0QKS or QJS. It says K7GND.
Talk later, probably. KC0QJS.
WB9CST.
WB9CST. Good afternoon, KSADU, early check-in.
Yeah, good afternoon. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay, trying to get home. I had to go about 50 miles I have a 2-meter amplifier that I've been trying to sell. So a friend of mine is going to post it on eBay. Hopefully we can get rid of it. Over.
That would be nice. I hope you are able to as well. Maybe for the right price, I might get it. I would like an amplifier for my handheld. I'm not sure if it would work with that or if it's for a mobile, but it would definitely be nice to have one.
That's not for handy copies. That's for, it was 50 in, 160 out.
Yeah, that would be pretty nice. It'd be a lot more than I have here. The most I have here at the house is 50 watts.
Yeah, QSL. Well, you go down to your cousin up there at Main Trading Company, he'll hook you up.
Yeah, I don't like using Richard very much. It's weird. On certain things, he charges more. Like, for example, I could get a BNC to PL259 connector for about $1 to $2 on the internet, and he's charging $4. So It's all about if I want it right then and now or if I want to wait for it.
You want to wait for it. The reason why you're charging $4 is because it is a business and he can charge that and he has to eat also. Hi.
Yeah, that is true. The one thing I don't understand, though, is why people down in the Dallas-Fort Worth area don't go to the ham radio outlet there.
Because the main trading company, when he has a sale, the sales are real good, over.
Well, I guess I'll have to keep that in mind. I never thought about it like that.
And he was over there and had a booth in the parking lot, and you couldn't even get 10 inches away from the booth because he was so busy selling his stuff.
Anybody seen Van? We need him down in the conference room, please.
480. We need what in the conference room? I missed that.
K06I. We need him down here for a minute.
No, okay. But, just getting ready for the net here. And I always get it wrong because there's KF8 and then there's AA8. So which one is it? I always seem to mess that one up.
Okay, I'm in the mobile parking to drive, and give me a second there. 73. It's KF8UU. 73 there, Rick.
Roger that. I'll put you down on the log, WB9CST. Net begins in 10 minutes, WB9CST.
KE4ZY2 for the gentleman going to do the everything net, is it?
Yeah, what was the call again? I missed that one.
Yeah, I was wondering if you were the one going to do the everything on it, and your name's Brad. Is that correct? KE4ZYQ.
No, this is Richard. I do the everything net. I think Brad's the one who does the DMR net.
Yeah, Richard. I meant Richard, not Brad. Well, let me suggest something, Richard, if you ever hear any ham radio operator talking on a net or before a net or whatever, and they got a background music playing in their house or car, it's good practice to tell them, turn that down off, turn it off before you transmit. just etiquette and proper procedures, just an FYI. Have a good night, KE4CYQ.
Yeah, I heard it too. I thought he would turn it off, but I guess he didn't, so... okay. Thanks for the tip there.
W2INM.
W2INF, WV9CST, good afternoon, how are you?
Just got finished with late lunch, and thought I'd see if there was any activity on the air. My name is Jack, I'm located in Doylestown, Bucks County, Pennsylvania, just north of Philadelphia. Go ahead.
Yeah, good to make your acquaintance. You have Richard here in Paris, Texas, and I'm getting ready for my net here in about 6 minutes. So, you're sounding pretty good into the system right now.
Okay, well, thank you for the fine report. Yeah, I wasn't aware that there was a net coming up. There are a lot of nets on this particular repeater frequency. I'm on 442.90, which I believe is located here in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. So a lot of activity here, which is a great sign. You're a relatively recent ham, and I congratulate you. We need more new members, more new hams. I think ham radio is in the process of decline since I originally got licensed in 1960, believe it or not. It's what, 65 years ago? And I'd like to see it picking up because it's a great hobby. Back to you, W2INF.
Well, don't let the WB fool you. I've been doing it since 06. Came back a second time, so that's why I'm here again. But I originally started in Tennessee as a KI-4, and about 2013, 2014, I just dropped the ball. Not because I didn't like ham radio, more because everyone started going to Fusion and D-Star, and, well, I didn't have the money to get it, so I'm like, well, I guess that's the end of that. But I'm glad I got licensed again last year, and I'm pretty happy with it. And this time I upgraded to my general, too. The first time I kept procrastinating.
I'm a little bit disappointed that they eliminated the CW requirement back in the early 90s. I think that ham radio lost a certain element of uniqueness with that, but that's the way it goes. I thought the ARRL pulled that one to increase the circulation of QST magazine. There, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's a bummer, too. I have a J37 straight key over here, and occasionally I'll get on the air with my 757GX on CW, but usually I use voice, but every now and again I'll go on 15 meters or 12 meters, either or, and have a conversation over there in CW.
Well, I enjoyed FT8, then FT8 crapped out on me and couldn't get it reinstalled. But I spent a lot of money on a 10-meter vertically polarized vertical dipole, sleeve coaxial vertical dipole. and had that put up over the peak of the house. And it was cut for 2960, which is the FM calling frequency for 10 meters. And on 100 watts, I call CQ late afternoons usually. And believe it or not, I work the same guy in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Lima Whiskey 2, Delta Yankee Hotel. 6,000 miles. I worked him 12 times. So good.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I can't remember the rarest contact I made yet, but I think it was on ST8 under my old call. But the net's about to start here in just a minute, so good to make your acquaintance, by the way, and thanks for the chat there. I'll turn it back to you, WB9CSD.
Okay, I believe the name was Richard. Pleasure running into you. Always enjoy meeting strangers and chatting about things of common interest, like ham radio. 7-3, good luck, and have fun with the net. W2INF will be QRT and QSY.
1,600 hours. Cloudy. 60 degrees.
Roger that. Thanks for the conversation. And with that, let's go ahead and get started here. Let me make sure I have everything ready, and I do. Good afternoon. This is Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa. My name is Richard in Paris, Texas. You are listening to The Everything Net. This net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time, 1900 UTC time, according to Netlogger. If you have Netlogger, we also take check-ins on the AIM window. So with that, before we do anything else, let's see if there's any emergency or priority traffic. If there is, call break and we'll get you taken care of. All right, not hearing any emergency or priority traffic, that's always good. So, I think in today's topic, we'll make it vertical or horizontal for HF. Which one do you use, and how do you like it, is today's question. So with that, I'll take short times and mobiles. I already got KS8UU on the list, so anybody else wishing to check in, short times and mobiles.
Victor Echo 5, Delta Tango Mike.
Alright, there we go, making sure nobody else came in. Victor Echo 5, Delta Tango Mike. David, I think it is, right? Good afternoon, how are you? How are things up there today? And HF, vertical or horizontal, which one do you like? And why is today's question. Go ahead.
Well, I'm a relatively new ham, but I have been playing a little bit with both types. I cut a 20-meter vertical, and I've also done some NFEDs as well. And it seems like my best luck that I have is kind of a sloper configuration myself, because I'm able to do a longer wire, and I think that helps a lot. And we've been having a lot of trouble up here with geomagnetic storms, and today is a perfect example. I can't get anywhere hardly.
Yeah, I'm tuned up for the net a little bit later on HF if it cooperates on 7217. So I'm hoping after this part of the net I can get on HF and get that going, but probably not, but we will see. But yeah, thanks for checking in. Glad you made it back, and stick around if you can for the 7-3 round. So let's see. General check-ins. Anybody anywhere wishing to check in, come now. WB9CSD.
C0QJF.
KD8NYD. KD8NYD.
Alright, Kilo Zero Quebec, Juliet Foxtrot, I hope I got that right, and KD8NYD has got you. So, K0QJF, good afternoon, how are you? What's your name and location? And what do you prefer for HF, vertical or horizontal? And what's your result with it? Go ahead.
I'm a technician, so I don't have the capability of that antenna, so I don't know. I have never used it, I should say, but I just thought I'd do some check-in, just enough to let you know I've been listening.
Okay. Congratulations on getting the tech. I'm not sure how long you've had it, but good job on getting your technician ticket, and hope you've been enjoying ham radio. Let's see if I remember the bands. 80, 40, and 15 for code, and then most people don't know you can get on CW and voice on 10 meters, so 28.0 to 28.5, and I think they're all limited to 200 watts. So, yeah, but thanks for stepping in, and glad you made it. Let's see here. Kilo Delta 8, November, Yankee Delta, WB9CST. Good afternoon. How are you? How are things up there? And vertical or horizontal for HF? Go ahead.
Thank you for that, Net Control. Really appreciate what you're doing. This is Donald in Oak Park, Michigan, southern Oakland County, on an HP with a rubber duck, and it's vertical. HF, that's a whole other game that I haven't started playing, although I do have my extra and good, but I don't put that much time into the hobby, and there you are. So, again, thanks for doing what you're doing, and 73 is to all. Back to Net Control.
Yeah, roger that, Donald. I should have recognized your call and name, but I hadn't heard you in a while. So welcome back, and glad you made it again. And thanks for checking in. All right, that brings me to the bottom of my list. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CFP.
Whiskey 8. Angle Oscar Yankee.
I don't know if you're making any calls for Echolink. This is Whiskey 8, Victor, India, Juliet. The name is Greg. Golf, Romeo, Echo, Golf. I hope I can get into this because you guys aren't pausing. Please leave a pause so people on Echo Link can get in. Back to next.
Yeah, sorry about that, Greg. Yeah, I probably should break it up into different modes. I didn't think to do that. My bad. I've got you on the list, though. Let's see, John has got UW8TOY and W8VIJ Greg, so I guess I'll take you first since you tried to get in there. How are you today, Greg? How's the weather there? And today's question is horizontal or vertical on HF, and what's your results with it? Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Richard. This is W8VIJ. Good afternoon to everyone that's on the net. And the HF I use, horizontal, I have a loop. It's about 225 feet long. It's a very quiet, lot less noise, and I've been having great success with it. I've been using it now since I got into the hobby and still like it. It's really stealthy. A lot of people don't pay attention to the antenna. There's only a few people in my subdivision that have pointed it out and asked questions. So that's what I'm using for HF, and I know that some people have used verticals, but don't know too many of them that do. Most of them are working with horizontal. So back to you, Richard, and thanks for letting me get in. I don't think there's anyone else on Echolink right now. There was somebody, and I think they left. But back to you. This is WAEIJ.
Yeah, Roger that. I got a little button happy with the button there. I keep forgetting that phone users and computer users have that little delay. I don't know why, but... Yeah, I've got a custom homemade, what was I going to say? now I've forgotten. Oh, wire antenna. It doesn't have a bowing, it doesn't have an unun, which I need to put one on it, because I just hook it directly to the coax and then let the tuner do the work, so I need to fix that, and I need to cut it to a frequency. But thanks for checking in, Greg, and again, apologies for quick team there. John, W8TOY, good to hear you. How are you today? And I know you have HF, but you say you don't use it much. So vertical or horizontal, which one do you have, and how do you like it?
Good afternoon. Yeah, weather's a little chilly, but that's okay. It's cloudy. Who knows what's going to happen next. Actually, I just got a, technically it's a 40-meter horse fence antenna put up by a couple of good friends. And it's good on many, many bands, most of them, I think. I don't know. I have a separate 80-meter dipole, so I haven't checked it on there, but it's cut perfectly for 40 meters right from the factory. And I get like 1.1 or 1.01 for SWR, so that's not bad. And I'm also on several other bands. A couple of them I need to use a tuner with, but it's all horizontal. From what I understand and what I've experienced before when I did have a vertical, you get better coverage and less static with horizontal than you do with a vertical. And it's going to match most people anyway, because most people are horizontal, so if you use the same mode that everybody else is using, you tend to be better off, most of the time anyway. There could be exceptions, I guess. But other than that, it's horizontal, but that 40-meter horse fence antenna, what that is, in case nobody knows, is it's like a... Like a web flat cable type thing, about 4 inches across, that you string up, and it is very sturdy, and it's pretty stable in the wind and stuff like that, so it doesn't bounce around as much as just a single wire. Yeah, well, thought I was getting close to timing it out there, so I had to put a nickel in. But it is a really high-quality antenna. They're not really that expensive. It was a little bit over 100, I guess, something like that. Not bad. Not for a good tool. If you want to, you know. So, but I'm going to be a lot more into HF nowadays. You're going to see me less on the VHF, UHF, and more on the HF. So with that, and give me a call sign again, Richard. For some reason, I can't find it. I know I have it somewhere. I just can't find it. So this is W-A-D-O-Y. Back to next call.
Yeah, WB9CST, Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa. And, yeah, John, thanks for checking in. I might have to try some of the antennas you guys are talking about. So, since Gregor reminded me, let's try for some Echolink folks here. Anybody on Echolink wishing to check in, come now, WB9CST.
And for ZCV, Ralph in Georgia.
All right, there we go. I'm pretty sure I left a nice gap there. Hopefully I didn't step on anybody. Hi, Ralph. How are you today? How are things in Georgia? And vertical or horizontal on HF, which one do you have? And how do you like it, and how's it work for you? Go ahead.
Long time. It was called Gap. It was the, I think, brand name of it. And, you know, for anybody local, you know, it didn't work because they were all horizontal. of course, after the first bounce, it doesn't make any difference. But the other thing I noticed, too, if I'd switch back and forth between the vertical and a dipole, you know, I'd have a couple S units more on the vertical, or rather, I'm sorry, a couple S units more on the dipole than on the vertical. So, yeah, I think, you know, if you're space limited, you don't have any trees, no way to put up a dipole or a beam on a tower, a vertical is a good option. so, yeah, but I prefer dipoles. I've never had a beam. I have a tower, but I only have, on the tower, I only have VHF. So, there you go. Back to net control, WB8. No. I talked to too many 8 stations. WB9CSP, this is N4ZCV.
Yeah, roger that, Ralph. I've been looking at verticals because the problem with a shorter antenna, and I saw a design like this, but I think it's more noisy, or it has more noise on it, is, you know, like on, we'll say a little portable radio, right? How it's got a switch to turn it on and off. You know, like a little square style switch, not the kind that you rotate, and it's also the volume. So they took different lengths of a dipole and made it, you know, I think like 75 feet long. And what you do, okay, something just disappeared, but I don't know what it was. Oh well, hopefully it'll come back. What it does is you flip the switches on either side of the dipole to make it the length you want it. And I found that pretty cool. So I might build one of those, but the problem is it would probably pick up extra noise. But thanks for checking in. Anyone, anywhere, any mode, wishing to check in to the everything net, come now, WB9CST.
Romeo, Mike, Charlie, this is Bob in Madison County, Ohio.
Kilo Mike 5 NK, KM5Y Mike in Grapevine, Texas.
Alright, leaving some more pauses there just in case. WBARMC, I hope I got the first part right. I should know it by now, Bob. and KM5Live.U. So, hi, Bob. How's your day today? And how's the weather in Ohio? I hear it's either supposed to rain tomorrow or it's pretty hot today. And vertical or horizontal on HF, which one do you have, and how well does it work for you? Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the day's been going pretty good. The local radio club here is doing the Ohio Parks on the Air event. They're over at Madison Lake. I was over there this morning with them for a while. And but I came home a little early. We got a Buckeyes game starting here in just 20 minutes or so. So I'll probably be short time. I want to catch at least the beginning of that, see how it goes. Should go well for us. As far as the weather, we had maybe an hour and a half of sun mid-morning, and the rest of the time it's just been chilly and damp. But we don't have any rain in the forecast for quite some time, I think through next Sunday. But as accurate as other weather bug is, you know, that can change in 3 days from now. And so I'll probably be short time, but I just wanted to check in and say hi.
Well, thanks for checking in today, Bob, and glad you could make it. I wrote you down a short time, and have fun. My mom's from Ohio. She's originally from Port Clinton up by Lake Erie. So as much as I'm from Illinois, go Buckeyes. Let's see. Mike, KM5Y, how are you today? And I shouldn't have to ask you the weather, but I know it changes just from up here to down there. So how's the weather down there? And you know I have to ask you a plane question. So what is the yaw damper supposed to do when you turn on the autopilot? I always have to make a question just for you. Go ahead.
WB9-16-5Y. Hey, Richard. I hope you're doing okay. And, yeah, we got the same weather you do. Got this cool front. Nice cool breeze and had rain last night, so it's a little cool wind right now. I'll take it. It was 100 2 days ago. I wasn't here. But I got home just in time for the cool weather. It's great. And darn, I was ready to answer your other question. All my antennas are horizontal. Since I live in a residential area, I don't have an HOA or anything, so I've got three different wire antennas, a 80-meter loop, and a 40-meter sloper, and another infed that's kind of a backup. And they work real good. I've got a Comet tri-bender vertical on the roof for 220, 440, and 2 meters that works real good. But I tried putting up an HF vertical last summer and messed with it forever and didn't do much good with it. And you got to throw radials out every direction and all that crud, and I finally just gave up on it. So maybe someday I'll get a better one. And let me reset. KM5Y returning, and so the yaw damper keeps the rudder coordinated for when you turn or you're in turbulence. It's more turbulence than anything, and so in a small plane, when you roll left or right, you have to put in a little bit of rudder to coordinate the turn, and then in the bigger planes and almost all jets, I have yaw dampers to do all that for you, so you pretty much fly with your feet on the floor. Unless you lose an engine, and then you definitely have to use your feet. But you pretty much never touch the rudder pedals because the yaw damper takes care of it, and we can fly with it if it's inoperable. We can defer it and fly for a certain amount of time until it gets fixed. But we have limitations like crosswinds, anything that can throw the plane around, and especially high altitude. It can be a huge problem with, can create Dutch roll and stuff like that. So you have to have a yaw damper for especially high altitude. But there you go. I hope that answered your question. I hope everybody's doing, having a great Saturday, and hope everyone has a nice weekend. WB9CSP, KM5Y.
Yeah, Roger that, Mike. I've been having a pretty good day so far, and yeah, I'm probably going to try and do HF here after this part of the net on 72-17, so who knows, maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. But thanks for checking in, glad you made it. Well, I thought it said 256, I was like, where did the time go? But now it's 226. So, anybody anywhere, any mode wishing to check in, come now, WB9CSP.
Kilo Echo Zero, Quebec, that is KG0, Triple Q, Jesse Richfield.
Wow, that's a pretty cool call sign, KE0QQQ. I'm sure that's pretty easy and also pretty hard to remember, depending on what mode you use. Good afternoon, Jeff. How are you? I think this is your first time checking in here, so welcome to the EverythingNet. And how's the weather there? And if you do HF, do you prefer vertical or horizontal, and which one works best for you? Go ahead.
Experimentation is fun. Living in Richfield, my zip code 55423, it's the first ring suburb in the Twin Cities. So I'm only like 4 miles from the airport, and on my precious lots of 150 feet by 75 feet, looking to the west, I have power lines. And I have a two-story steel-cladded house sitting in the middle of that. And then the power lines are in one corner. So I do have an up corner, and I'm kind of forced to do more or less of verticals, but I do end-fed. You go up as high as you can and then slope it down. So I can get up about 32 feet and then slope the rest down to the barn. And other than that, it's all fun. I'll keep it short here, my poor little radio cooks in its own juices, so I was kind of looking for a sound check as well, just kind of putting some old together. Back to the net, KG0QQQ.
Yeah, Roger that. Your audio has a little bit of bacon frying, but nothing too serious. Other than that, the audio itself sounds good, and your signal sounds pretty good. Like I said, just a tiny bit of bacon frying, but nothing serious. Back to you.
I'm probably countdown that was the 145 repeater. I'm coming in. It's probably 12, 15 miles. And I have a Ringo Ranger up in the upstairs bedroom. And I'm putting out probably about 15 watts. So an average trip. It doesn't go too much farther. It allows me to connect up to big repeaters here in the Twin Cities. And yeah, HF is definitely fun. My little corner, I camp as well. So I'll do a slingshot, you know, I got my wrist rocket, and with my little camping end fed, but, you know, that ends up being slopers. I've discovered the absolute limit that I can go up with the slingshot is 45 feet. So back to the net, KG0QQQ.
Yeah, Roger that, Jeff. Well, thanks for checking in, and glad you could make it today. And yeah, it sounds pretty good. Hopefully, if HF decides to work today, we can everyone can try that. 72-17. If anyone wants to get all tuned up. 72-17 is where I plan on having the net after this one. And if it works, the second hour should be 3 to 4 on that frequency. But thanks for checking in, and that brings me to the bottom of my list again. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Any modes? Come now.
Delta, Delta, Charlie Foxtrot.
And
0-TMU.
We have 0-GEX.
I got stepped on.
QQ4, Romeo, take your go.
Okay, let's hold up there. I got a bunch of people, and let me tell you who I got. You know, I missed some calls, messed up some calls, and we'll see if I can get this fixed out. Don, W8BFX, I know I messed up your call. I've got you. KI5SSR, Jeanette, I've got you. Lorenza, KK4RYG, I got you. There was, I think, a KF0 that tried to check in, and then a November0 as well. So who were the other two or three people that tried to check in?
The Delta, Delta, Charlie Foxtrot.
Foxtrot 0, Golf Echo X-Ray.
Charlie, okay. Mike here.
Victor Echo 5, Romeo Yankee.
Okay, I got WD8DCS. And Victor Echo 5 Romeo Yankee, the Kilo Foxtrot 0, what was the suffix?
Golf Echo X-Ray.
All right, and then I think the other person trying to check in was N0NFA, did I get that right? Okay, I think I got everyone in that round. So if I didn't, I'll come back and get you. My apologies. That was kind of a mishmash there. That was quick. So WDACF, WV9CFP. Good afternoon, how are you? How's the weather there? And today's question is vertical or horizontal on HF? Which one do you like and which one do you have? And how's it working for you? Go ahead.
Very good, and thank you for letting me join your net, and welcome to everybody in here. Everybody sounds good in the machine. Name's Jimmy. I live over here in Olive Green, just north of Sunbury, Ohio, about 20 miles north of Columbus. My HF stuff's always been horizontal. I mainly operate 160, 80, and 40. Not much of a DXer, so I don't operate the other bands. I have before, but I just don't really regularly use them. So presently, I've always used dipole, but presently I'm using a 750-square-foot horizontal loop. And this is the first loop I've ever installed at my home or anywhere I've ever lived, and I'm really, really enjoying it. It's noticeably quieter than any dipole that I've ever used. And I'm still learning, but it's a lot of fun. But the weather here is nice and calm, a little bit of overcast, but 70 degrees, a very, very slight breeze. That's just a nice, calm weekend day. Anyway, not a whole lot to add, and I'll turn it back to Net Control. Thanks for letting me in here for a little elbow room. Everybody enjoy your day. And Net Control, you're doing an excellent job. Back to you, sir. WD8DCF.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I had to pick around and try and get everybody, but like I said, I think I got everybody, and thanks for checking in, and glad to have you today. I hope you are able to make it again. So let's go pick up our international station. Victor Echo 5 Romeo Yankee. I don't think I've heard you before, but if I have, welcome. How's your day? How are things up in Canada? And vertical or horizontal for HF? Which one do you like? Yeah, I know some people are going to tell me, so let me make you aware right now. You need to up your power and get a little bit closer to the microphone. I only got a part of that, and most of it was just really soft. So I'll come back to you in just a minute, just in case you want to try again there. But yeah, you were kind of noisy and really, really soft on the audio there. So let me get to, let's see here. Who could I pick from the list? I didn't get them in the right order, so I guess next we'll go to KK4RYG. Arunza, how is Anchorage ACT going? And how's the weather up there today? And vertical or horizontal for HS is today's question. Go ahead. That was weird. Go ahead and try it again, Arunza. It said you keyed up, but I didn't hear anything for a minute, so try again.
Okay, can you hear me now? This is KK4RYG.
Yeah, I can hear you now. Still under the weather, huh? Go ahead with your comments there, and I hope you get the feeling better.
Hey, thanks a lot. Hi, everybody. This is KK4RYG. On the antenna side, I horizontal or vertical, I'm not exactly sure which way to go about that. From what I heard, horizontal is the best way to go. Looking forward to testing as much as I can, but as of right now, that's not my expertise, but I look forward to doing that. I'm working on an antenna design right now, but I haven't had a chance to compare it to much of anything that's currently available in the market, so this should be a very interesting time for me. Back to you, Nat, and thanks for having me. This is KK4RYG.
Roger that, Arunza. Well, horizontal, it seems to be the way to go. Horizontal until you get to 10 meter FM, then it changes. And I guess you could argue 10 meter AM would be kind of a toss-up, because, you know, CBs use vertical on 27 megs, so, I don't know. Interesting topic, though. Let's see. Who do I want to go to next? I only have a few more left. Let's go to Jeanette. KI5SSR, the Texas Kisser. How are things in the grapevine? And horizontal or vertical for HF? And go ahead and tell us about the net tonight, since it's a little bit after my net. Go ahead.
Well, hey, Richard, KI5SSR, yes, the Texas Kisser here in Grapevine, Texas. Thank you very much for doing the net. Sounds like you've got lots of people checking in. And that one gentleman that you were saying need to turn up his audio, he said, I couldn't hear one thing. It was covered in static, so I don't know. But anyway, also, hello, Lorenzo, get you feeling better. And Mike already told you that we like the vertical, horizontal, because we live in a residential area. It just works better. So also, if you have the litter box lounge this evening on 11 Cast Network, yes, it's coming up at 7 Eastern time. If you're in Texas, it's 6. But anyway, come and join us. So anyway, that's a fun net to come to, and check out our website at 11cats.org. We got a couple other nets as well. And the ASC tomorrow, the Brit's going to be running it for me. So that'd be Miss Bex and her son. So I'm going to Florida tomorrow, so I'll be gone. So for 6 days. But anyway, back to you. Thank you for taking my check-in.
Yeah, Roger that, Jeanette. Well, I'm glad you guys were able to check in, and you know what I'm going to say. I'm glad you checked in on the IRLP. Yeah. But let's see. Where am I? KF0GEX, if you're still there. Good afternoon. How are you? How is your day? And vertical or horizontal on HF, which one do you have and which one do you like? Go ahead.
Hello, I believe your name is Rich in the group. I just stumbled across this net by accident, and I'm very intrigued by the question, because that popped in my mind hard a couple days ago. I'm in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Weather is 59 degrees, which is unusually cool. It's raining, but there's a little sun popping out. And I personally have a NFET half-wave horizontal. I also have a buddy pole, so they're both horizontal formats. Last week, I did my first ever POTA activation with a friend, and he had a vertical. And I've been wondering which one is best for portable. He had a buddy stick, and I know there's other vertical things as well. So I don't know. I know what I have is horizontal. What I'd like, I'm not sure. I should experiment, and I'm just curious. I'm listening in what other people are saying as well. With that, I will, did this net start at 3:30? I'm curious too. Well, central time, that is. So I'll just pass it back to Nat. This is KF0GEX.
I can't remember if you guys are on central time or not, but if you are, it starts at 2 p.m. central time, or according to NetLogger, there we go. 1900 UTC time, if I could spit it out. It meets every Saturday, and you're welcome back if you have a chance to make it. And good to have you today. So hopefully you can hear some more people. And just to remind everyone, since we have a lot of people, I still am giving away a 2-meter handheld. It's a ICOM ICV80, and it's a nice little emergency go radio because it's got a alkaline battery pack on it, and a nice little rubber ducky. So there you go. Let's see. I feel like I'm missing somebody. So let's see. N0NFA. I think it's the person I missed, the last one. So if that's you, go ahead. How are you? How is your day? And horizontal or vertical for HF? Go ahead. Well, I missed somebody, so let's do it this way. We'll take a last round of check-ins here, start the 7-3 round, and then do late checks. So, taking another round of check-ins, anybody, anywhere, any mode. Come now, WB9CST.
Kilo Echo Zero, Whiskey Kilo X-ray at the Hindham Camp in Minnesota.
N0TMU.
Quebec Vector United.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Cali Golf Whiskey.
Kilo Charlie 1, Oscar Alpha Bravo, Bob from Auburn, Massachusetts.
Okay, I think I got everyone that time. If not, give me a call again and I'll get you down. Kilo Echo 0, Whiskey Kilo Zulu. November 0, Papa Mike Alpha. I hope I got it right that time. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Golf Whiskey. And Kilo Charlie 1, Oscar Alpha Bravo, Bob. So who was the one person I missed? I know I missed somebody again.
Kilo Echo 0, Whiskey, Kilo X-Ray, Nick at the Handyman Camp.
Montgomeryville, Lansdale area, that's north of Philadelphia.
Okay, I fixed the one call, Kilo Echo 0, Whiskey, Kilo Zulu, and somebody stepped on the Philadelphia station, so who was that?
Number
8, Whiskey, Q, and Lima. Okay, I think I'm going to have to run with this list, and I'll get the other people in a minute. Wow, this is a lot of people checking in. So let me try and work with what I have, and then I'll get some more. So Kilo Echo 0, Whiskey Kilo Zulu, and yes, Jay, I got you, N8WJL, I have you on the list. KE0WKX, good afternoon, how are you? And how's the weather there? And you sound pretty new, so today's question is, though, vertical or horizontal on HF? Have you gotten to play with HF, and if so, which antenna do you like? Go ahead.
I like the vertical antenna, polarization, I like the vertical antenna.
Roger that. Yeah, I like them too. They usually save a little bit of space normally. And thanks for checking in. Sorry I botched your call. If you just got your ticket, congratulations on getting your ticket there, and I hope you have fun in ham radio. Let's see if I got this call right. I keep missing some people and messing up calls. November 0, Papa Mike Alpha. I hope I got that right. Good afternoon. How are you? How's the weather there? And your favorite antenna on HF, vertical or horizontal? Go ahead.
On HF.
Yeah, I think I turned it over to you. I think I botched your call again, but go ahead with your comments. Over.
This is Kilo Charlie 9 Alpha Golf Romeo Jennifer. I'm at the Handy Ham radio event.
All right, Kilo Charlie 9 Alpha Golf Romeo Jennifer, I got you. Stand by. Let me get the rest of the people, and I'll come to you next. So let's see. KF8CGW, good afternoon. How are you? How's the weather? And horizontal or vertical for HF? Go ahead.
Oh, Fox Shot 8, Charlie Golf Whiskey. You got Joe here in Michigan, Shelby Township, Michigan. It's about 62 degrees, overcast. Kind of nice. But my antenna is NFED. It's 63 feet. It's like a slope, pretty much a vertical. It seems to work pretty good for all my stuff. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Golf Whiskey.
Roger that. Thanks for checking in. Glad to have you today. And hope the rest of your day goes well. Let's see. Kilo Charlie 1 Oscar Alpha Bravo. Bob, good afternoon. How are you? And how's the weather there? And horizontal or vertical on HF, which one do you like? Go ahead.
Okay. I use vertical because I'm just mobile. And with my Yaesu FTM-300, so that's what I'm used to. I live in a place where I can't have outside antennas, so I haven't played with the horizontals, and I wouldn't know if that would work better or not for me. So I guess I'll just put me down for vertical. How's that? KC1, OAB, 73, everybody.
Good job, Bob. I like that answer. Thanks for checking in, and glad to have you. I'm not trying to rush too much, people, but I'm trying to get through so that way I can start the 7-3 round and get some more late checks before things disconnect. So let me get to Jay in 8WJL. Hey, Jay. Been a while since I've heard you on. How are you? How have things been with you? And I know you've got two antennas, so which one do you like using out of the two of them, your vertical or horizontal? Go ahead.
Richard, I would have to say horizontal. I get more action because the dipole is horizontal, and it covers four bands. So therefore, I would have to go with that. Back to you there, Richard. This is NHWL.
Yeah, roger that, Jay. Thanks for checking in. And, yeah, you usually do sound better on that one when I have been able to talk to you. So, let's see. Who's the next person? KC9AGR. Jennifer, welcome to the Everything Net. How are you today? If you've played with HF, what kind of antenna do you like, vertical or horizontal? Go ahead.
Everything net. This is a new net for me, but this is cool, and I prefer the vertical HF antenna. I started out with a Wyndham antenna, but, you know, even though I have a house, I have a small yard, and I found that it's more of a pain, so the vertical is good. It works great for me, and I don't have to worry about the wire. I don't have to worry about turning it on a beam or nothing. I can just put the vertical up there, and it does all the bands that I need to do. So that's what I prefer, KC9AGR.
Yep, can't argue with that. No matter which way you turn it, it still radiates in all directions. So glad you like verticals, too. And fun fact for anyone who has an Antron 99, you can tune it up to 40 meters. It's just not going to work too well. And it'll also tune down to 6 meters. Well, me and another ham, who's now a silent key, did do that test a long time ago. So, all right, let's start the 7-3 rounds here because we're approaching the bottom of the hour. Let me flip my page back here and let's run it down. KF8UU, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CSP. All right, not hearing him. I'm going to go kind of fast with this so I can try and get through it pretty quick. Apologies. Victor Echo 5, Delta Tango Mike. David, go ahead at the 7-3 round if you're there. Over. All right, those just disappeared right at the top of the hour, so, okay. Let's see, K0QJF, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CSP.
KFG, no.
Yeah, I think I got it wrong. KFG or QFG, JF, I think I got it, which one, but go ahead at the 7-3 round, over.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy.
All right, KDANYD, Donald, if you're there, go ahead at the 7-3 round, over. All right, no Donald, let's try John, WATOY, go ahead at the 7-3 round, over.
Hey, good afternoon, again. Not too much to say on a 73 round, although it's getting colder here. I don't know. We had a whole month of hot weather, now it's starting to get cold all of a sudden. Fog just disappeared, I think. Hey, you're talking about a HF net on 40 meters. I got 7.2. I didn't get the rest of it. Is that going to be at 3 o'clock your time, like today, like in a few minutes? Or like about 1 minute ago?
Well, yeah, I know. This net usually runs over. So, yeah, 72.17. 72.17 is the frequency, John.
All right, thank you, sir. I will QSY over there.
All right, let me try and wrap up here. It's going to take a minute, but I'll try and get finished up here. W8VIJ, Greg, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round, over.
Yes, I'm still here, Richard, and I forgot to tell you the weather here in Waterford is 62 degrees and cloudy. But the last lady that checked in, she went from a Wyndham to a vertical. And I can see that. I can see the practicality of having a vertical. I haven't thought of the same thing. I've got a big enough yard where I could put one in there. And everything's mounted. You can mount those things on the ground. And I've heard them. I've seen them in operation. They work great. And I guess my question would be, last question for people, is if you're running a vertical, are you having fun? And that's about it. So I'm going to say 7-3 and maybe catch you on the HF band there, Richard. And good evening to everyone on the net. W-A-T-V-I-J. Back to net.
Roger that, Greg. I'm just tuning up a remote radio right now. I might switch over to another one with some more power and try that out of Washington State. Yeah, thanks for the check-in, and have a good day. Let's see. November 4, Zulu, Charlie, Victor. Ralph, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round, over.
Hey, Richard. Yeah, lots of check-ins today. I'll keep it short and say 7-3. See you next Saturday. And 4ZCV.
Roger that, Ralph. Thanks for checking in. Glad to have you. Robert, short time. Let's go ahead and kill two birds with one stone, KM5Y and KI5SR. Go ahead, 7-3 round, over.
WB9CSP, KM5Y, 73. I'm just kidding. Hey, man, you got an awesome net here, Richard. I love getting on it. And hope everyone has a great weekend. Thanks for doing it, Richard. I'll send it over to KM5SR.
Thank you, KR5SSR. Yeah, you got a bunch of people today. Anyway, don't forget to check out the Litter Box Lounge later on 11 Cats. Have a wonderful day, and we'll catch you later, maybe on in the Litter Box, 73.
2X0, what's controlling November?
Two Echo Zero Oscar Charlie November. Good evening for you. How are you? name and location, and welcome to the Everything Net. Over.
Good evening, 2-0 Oscar Charlie November. Okay, in the UK here, in just near Nottingham City, myself and a few friends just dialed around and heard you and wondering how you were getting into GB3DC. Go ahead.
Yeah, roger that. I'm coming through the Echolink side of it. I'm not sure if it's got other ways to get in, but I'm on the Echolink side of it. Over.
Very interesting. Okay. Well, I'm, I didn't know I could get onto that side of it, but very interesting. Sounds like you've got a good net going there. I just thought, I hope you don't mind me breaking in, but I was just wondering how you managed to do it. Over.
Yep, I talked to the keeper a while ago, and he said I could have a net on there. I usually have to keep it muted because there's noise and stuff on it, but I left it unmuted today, so, not sure if you wanted to answer today's question, but if you do, today's question is, do you like vertical or horizontal antennas on HF?
I prefer vertical. Horizontal tend to be a pain. Use a DX commander sometimes, which is quite a nice aerial. Like verticals. I think there's a lot more going for it. And if you're limited with space, they seem to work okay. That's you.
Roger that. Well, thanks for checking in. If you get a chance, this net meets at 1900 UTC, which I believe is about 7 or 8 in the evening for you when it starts. But thanks for checking in, and glad to have you. I'm just looking at my paper here so I didn't miss anybody. KE0QQQ, Jeff, if you're there, go ahead and get the 7-3 round, over.
Okay, well, thanks for that. Thanks for coming back. I'll call it a day. I'll go away because I found out what it I wanted to find out, and that time on your over, the signal was breaking up quite a lot. So I'll give you 7-3s and hope to talk to you again sometime. Bye-bye.
Yeah, roger that. Hopefully this connection will improve. So I hope to hear you again. And thanks for stopping in. Let's see. WB8DCS, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CSP. KF0GEX, WB9CSP, go ahead at the 7-3 round.
This is all KF0GEX for the 7-3 round. Glad I found this place, and we'll stop it again. If I had it set up, maybe when I'm in another spot, I'll be able to do the HF thing as well. So, 7-3, KF0GEX, back to net.
Roger that, Paul 7-3, and have a good day. Sorry I'm rushing everybody. I'm trying to get through before things disconnect. Let's see. KK4RYG, Arenza, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over.
Hey, everybody. This is KK4RYG, also known as Red, Yellow, Green. I look forward to testing both angles on the HF station and the antenna designs. But as of right now, like I said before, it's all about horizontal from what I hear. Look forward to talking to you guys soon. 7-3, you guys have a great weekend, and be here at the Everything Net again in the near future. KK4RYG, back to you, Net Control.
Roger that, Arranger. Thanks for checking in, and glad to have you. Victor Echo 5, Romeo Yankee, go ahead at the 7-3 round. That node disconnected. Kilo Echo 0, Whiskey Kilo X-ray, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CSP. Alright, we're in the home stretch here. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Golf Whiskey, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CSP.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Golf Whiskey. 73, everybody, have a great weekend. And have a nice day, too. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Golf Whiskey. Great net, Richard.
Great, thanks for the net there checking in, and yeah, I know, a lot of people. I didn't expect so many so fast. Kilo Charlie 1, Oscar Alpha Bravo, I think I got that right. Bob, go ahead at the 7-3 round, over.
Okay, Richard, you already got me, so I said the vertical, put me down for vertical. And let you keep going because you're running out of time. KC1, OAB, 73, everybody.
You're good, Bob. It's 12 minutes over, but it's all right. N8WJL, go ahead at the 7-3 round, Jay. Oopsie, I think I stepped on something. Okay. No J. KC9AGR. Jennifer, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over.
KC9AGR. And I have a friend of mine that I wanted to get checked in, if I could do that.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll make them, the last person to check in before I close, so go ahead.
Yep, you old Charlie 9. Diane never quit. Diane, KC9AGR.
Well, thank you for the check-in there. Glad you could check in, and I hope you have some fun on ham radio. And with that, we are 13 minutes over, so I'd like to thank everyone who checked in. This net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time, 1900 UTC. You can find more information about it on my website, wb9csp.yolasite.com, or look at my QRZ page. I'd like to thank everyone who let me use their systems, nodes, simplex nodes, and individual users. And I will disconnect everything and meet everyone who's got HF on 7217. 7-3, everybody. Give me a minute to disconnect everything. WB9CSP.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 61 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 63 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy, cloudy. 61 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Partly, partly, sunny, sunny. 58 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly, mostly, cloudy, cloudy. 56 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Partly, partly, cloudy, cloudy. 56 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear, clear. 52 degrees.